Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today is podcast episode number 100. Yeah, it's kind of crazy now that I sit here and think about it, especially after me revamping my whole podcast platform. But anyway, I'm your host, Jamel Crothers, and it's Mondays with Mello. And you know what? It's only fitting that today we talk about how impactful people have routines. The podcast number 100 is going to be a good one. Because daily habits of successful people, well, it's all about routines, right? And the most impactful people, they have routines. And it's pretty much every single day. I mean, CEOs of the biggest companies in the world have routines that they follow all of the time. And, you know, I watched a YouTube video on it, and I read articles on how CEOs of big companies do the same things daily. It's from, you know, Mark Zuckerberg wears pretty much the same jeans and t-shirt every day, to Warren Buffett reading a certain amount of content every morning, and, you know, certain people waking up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. to go work out, or Eric Thomas waking up at 2 a.m. to post content at 3 a.m., you know, Gary Vaynerchuk waking up at 5 a.m. and in the office by 7 a.m. and working till about 10 at night. And, you know, so you hear all these stories, and they all have the same routines for the most part. And for me, when it comes to my, you know, my daily life, you know, I pretty much wake up the same time daily and do the same things. You know, my work schedule has, you know, pretty much been the same for the most part for 5.5 years. You know, on the East Coast, it was a certain time, but now on the West Coast, it's a little bit different. But it's still the same routines. Nothing really changes. I pretty much eat the same times pretty much every day. I try to. I really do breakfast and dinner. I don't do lunch too much. I try not to overload my stomach full of food, but I do snack in between. You know, I'll have fruit. I'll have a fruit shake. You know, if you guys don't know by now, I have a weakness for chocolate chip cookies, but I don't overdo it. But honestly, a lot of that stuff, you know, it's the same. You know, but it's not necessarily, you know, those routines that matter to me. It's more of the things that I do outside of that that really helps me to continue and maintain, you know, how successful I've been with creating all the content that I have. You know, most CEOs, they pretty much have their days carved out in regards to what they want to do, have to do, and how they're going to get things done. And they have to not only make decisions on the company they're running, but also engage with their employees and their teams and the meetings and all that stuff. And that's the part that, you know, I think about a lot, especially with the climate that we're in now, where not everyone's sitting in an office anymore. A lot of people are at home, or, you know, working in a coffee shop, or, you know, wherever they're comfortable in because of, you know, the way the world is currently. And for me, you know, my routines are my to-do list every week. Now I have, you know, a widget where I'm updating it on a daily basis. And then, you know, I'm deleting the certain things when I complete them. And I always pretty much have set days that I'm going to write, the time I'm going to spend recording podcasts that you're listening to right now, and when I'm going to have to spend time editing and formatting, you know, the books that I have written. You know, everything is organized for me, and I'm pretty calculated for the most part. I've been told that I am meticulous and I do plan things out a lot, but that's just kind of the way I've been for the longest time, even when, like, I was younger. And that's the reason why, you know, I've, you know, been able to really enjoy this journey. I mean, there have been moments where I've become overwhelmed, but, you know, when I sit and organize everything that I need to do, to be able to see it visually and say, okay, this is what I've got to get done. And then I do it. Honestly, if you look at people who are running companies, their own businesses, things of that nature, they're planning their days and sometimes weeks ahead to pretty much stay on par with what their goals are and what their visions are. And it's the same thing for me. You know, I am planning months and even years ahead as far as the books that I'm going to write, the books I'm going to publish, all that stuff, book covers, outlines, all that stuff. So, I mean, you're listening to this right now and you're like, okay, like he's publishing books and doing things consistently. I will sit here and tell you that the rest of my books that I'm going to write up to the 60 books, I have book covers for all of them already. And a lot of them I have outlines for, especially the books that I'm going to be working on this summer for next year. I have all the book covers for them already. And I have brainstormed pretty much all the books and how I'm going to write them and what chapters and, you know, the characters' names and all of those things. The synopsis, you know, for the books that go on the back, I've planned those out already. So, yeah, I'm pretty intense with a lot of this stuff. It's the same thing as if, you know, you have a company and you're in the clothing industry, you know, whatever the case is, you know, and you're in footwear or things like that. If you don't know by now, if you love Nike and Adidas and things like that, just know that those companies are about 3 to 4 years ahead of what sneakers they're going to be creating and putting out. Yeah. Every season, all that stuff. And it's not just footwear. It's, you know, the athletic wear, all that stuff. Like, they're ahead. Like, they know what they're doing ahead of time. Like, they're designing stuff for, like, 2-3 years from now, not in the moment. No. It just doesn't work that way. So, you know, that's kind of that mindset that I have in a way where it's like, all right, well, you know what? I've already planned this out. So, and once I plan it out and I iron everything out, I'm like, okay, and I do it and I'm going to do it. And sometimes, you know, you get that book idea and you push it to the side and you go, nah, you know, and that's happened to me twice. I woke up a black man and Living Life to the Fullest. Those weren't books I was going to write. I was going to write right away. Those were going to be books that got pushed to the side. But I woke up a black man. I kind of kept getting elbowed by people saying, yeah, you need to write that. Living Life to the Fullest, I just pushed myself to do that because the ideas came to me so easily. And I knew that if I wrote it in that moment, it was going to come out way more fluently than if I was to wait. So I already knew I had to write that. So honestly, you know, in hindsight, you know, I am a CEO in a way, but in an author's world, I mean, I don't run around saying I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a CEO or anything like that. I mostly say I'm an author, a writer, and a podcaster. Those are my main three that I say all the time. And I kind of just run with that and that's fun. That's fun enough. I get enough attention saying that I'm an author. If I had a secret camera for the amount of times I've said I'm an author and a writer and how many people's eyes get bigger and their eyebrows raise, like, wait, what? You know, I mean, it's not often people meet authors that, you know, that are, you know, actually writing books that are available to the whole world. So I guess that's, you know, I didn't understand it when, you know, I was getting that kind of attention and I started getting asked questions sometimes by strangers, but now it makes sense a little bit more. But in my mind, you know, to look at people who run major corporations or, you know, advance very far in their careers, they really have certain things that they stick to daily. And it only means that for me, I'm heading in the right direction because I'm a hermit. I don't really go out that much. And I'm always focused on my vision and what I need to do for myself. And it's refreshing to see that I am just as maniacal as them, just a little bit, not a lot, but, you know, I'm like, wow, okay. Like, you know, like the way like Eric Thomas records stuff and does audio and does his podcast and posts all his stuff. I'm like, dang, I'm kind of crazy. Like I plan my podcast, I record my podcast like a month ahead of time because I just know like what I'm recording and I know what I'm going to do and I know when I'm coming on here to do stuff. So I like to just be ahead and be ahead for a while so I can go back and focus on other projects. So I record a lot of these podcasts ahead of time so I can go back and sit and write and edit and proofread. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, I can come right back, jump back into this. And, you know, so it's, you know, allocating the time for certain things. And, you know, it's, you know, constant decisions that I have to make and things that I have to focus on. And, you know, everything, when everything becomes routine and you know what you have to do, you know certain decisions that you have to make, they become very easy. And, you know, that's just the process for me. But I want to ask you guys a question. What sacrifices are you willing to make to achieve your goals? And what do you think it takes to get to that finish line? And then when you get to the finish line, are you done? Are you fulfilled? Or what is the next goal that you're going to chase? Because to be honest, you know, it's, you know, you see people and they work and they work and they work and they work and they finally achieve that moment. And they finally get that success and they finally get, you know, all the money they could ever want and dream of. And then that's it. But then there's the people that are like, oh, that's good. I achieved that goal and got a couple of accolades, awards, whatever. Great. I'm good financially. Financially stable for the rest of my life. But I'm not done. I got more to do. I got more to accomplish. So my question is whether you're option one or are you option two? Think about it. That's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.